Hi, this is Tony at Cover Magazine. I'm speaking to the guys from PUMA or Puma Pet UMA. And it's the first time in a long time that I've got three people that I'm discussing in a single podcast. So thank you very much for making time for me this morning. It's nice to see you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Tony.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm speaking to Cameron Clark, new business executive, PUMA. Chanel Fisher, the head of operations, as well as Mitchell Cousins, the fourth cousin, and also the broker liaison. As I said to Mitchell, probably the most important job. Yeah. So I think we're going to, first of all, we're going to do this in two interviews. And the first one, I just want to unpack PUMA a little bit before we look at industry issues and so on, so that we can get to know a little bit more about what it's all about. I visited your website. It was very interesting. And especially, we'll get to that. I like the fact that you do business in different ways and so on. So it's going to be quite interesting. But let's start off with the establishment of Pet UMA, because you've been around for a while. I don't know who wants to tackle that one, but tell us a little bit about the starting and the establishment of PUMA.
Okay, seeing that I was employee number one, yeah. I suppose I'll answer that. We were established in 2012, and it started with our MD, Mark Clark, giving me a phone call at the medical aid where I was working for 21 years. And he said, "Do you love pets?" And I said, "Of course I love pets. I have a zoo at home." And that was that, and we established this UMA, and we've been going really strongly now since 2012. We've gone from strength to strength, from one employee to suddenly four, and now we are over 18.
Yeah. Okay, great. Now, in terms of pets and insuring pets, etc., when you, I mean, there's a huge diversity in pets, and we'll get to that as well, but what do you focus on when you design insurance products around this segment?
We focus on the actual needs for the high-cost, unforeseeable events. So the focus of the product is never to cover the 100, 200 Rand events. Our products are designed to be there for the customer when they're hit with that 30,000, 40,000 Rand bill. Sometimes even 80,000.
Yeah, and I think just to add on to that one, being a UMA, our ultimate end clients are insurer, right? So we're representative of the insurance company to that point. And I think a fundamental philosophy which we introduced is that it's a collaborative approach. I think, you know, first and foremost, you've got to understand what the insurer is looking for and the end point the insurer is looking to look after the clients. And, you know, in terms of our underwriting style, we're slightly different to some of the other pet providers in the market. We use scientific underwriting. We're one of the few guys that offer no annual limits, very, very few sub-limits. And that product design phase is very much a collaborative approach. And it's working alongside your partners to get to that endpoint, to get a product that benefits the end customer in a real life scenario.
Now, I mean, first of all, it's a very diverse sort of industry. It's not like humans where you have and I don't want to be stereotypical here, but you have very set criteria as to male, female, smoker, non-smoker, etc. as you go through quite easily. But when it comes to pets, there's a huge diversity in this, but there's also a diversity in the functions that you fulfill within the company. Then you've got other brokers that you're dealing with, specialized brokers, etc. How do you manage that diversity in terms of your skills and the staff, etc., within the company?
We've got a very diverse set of skills with us. I said I come out of a medical aid background, focusing clinical case management, pre-authorization, really the medical side of managing the risk. Mitch comes with all his customer services expertise on the brokers. We've got actuaries working with us. We have qualified vets working with us. We work very closely with customer services, people with telephony skills. So we try to encompass that entire customer experience, because when something happens to your pet, it is traumatic for a client. We, as experts, know not to panic when something happens to a dog, because we understand the risk. But when it's your little poodle, that customer can go into a panic when that dog suddenly collapses. And we've staffed ourselves to manage that entire process, holding the customer's hand, managing the risk, and being able to competently speak to the vets so that the vet has confidence in the way the product is going to respond.
Mm-hmm. And getting to the meat of it now, the actual product range that you provide to your end clients, can you maybe give me a bit of an overview as to what those products are?
Yeah, so traditionally, your pet insurance has two types of policies. You have your comprehensive cover. You have different levels of cover with different products out there in the market. So we have quite a few range of partners out there which have products, the likes of Medipet, Pawpaw Pet Health Insurance, or distributed through our intermediaries. And then you get your accidental cover on the back end of that as well, which is generally a lower premium product. It's there for your hospital events per se. And you generally find you have some sort of limit of cover within that space. That's speaking on cats and dogs. We ventured into a few other product lines, looking at equine as well. You know, you've got much larger sum insured or claims coming through within that space. And a few years ago, we also ventured out into exotic pets, specializing on birds as well. So, you know, you've got to look after all the little guys through the different product ranges. And I think building that customized suite of offering for each different breed or animal type is quite a process. And how we get to that endpoint is utilizing data. You know, being around since 2012, we believe in data-driven decision-making. And that ultimately gets us to a point where we can bring out a product to the market that will add value to the end customer.
And that also makes it, I would assume, makes it easier to do the upfront underwriting, because you've got that skill in terms of the detail or the knowledge of the different pets already available in terms of your data and the history and all of those sort of things.
Yeah, it's a really important point you're touching on there. It's a big word, let me retry that one.
It's a small word with a big, but it means a lot.
So, upfront underwriting for us, it's critical. And I think on the back end of Chanel's previous comment, coming out of the medical aid space, you know, underwriting is critical to understand what you're onboarding. And yeah, we have a fundamental philosophy for wherever possible to underwrite upfront. We believe, you know, consumers in today's day and age, your consumers are more informed than ever before. And they have a right to know as to what they'd be covered for and what they wouldn't be covered for. And our philosophy is wherever it's prompted, we do underwriting upfront. And that creates a good sense of clarity between us and the end customer, because we manage that expectation from day one. Because worst case scenario for me is underwriting at point of claim on such an emotional product line. You're talking about a living, breathing person who's part of the family these days. So, you know, in other insurance lines, it's not such an emotional attachment that you have over here. And that's fundamental in everything we do. We understand that this is a family member and there's a huge emotional attachment and dependency on your pet and looking after your pet.
Oh, 100%. Tony, if I could just add in on what Cameron's saying there. I think the products that we've designed under Puma, it's not a short-term insurance product that pushed out into the market. It's a product that's designed to look after pets.
Yeah.
When they need it the most.
Yeah.
That's exactly. And I think that was my next point, is when it comes to claims time, because this is now where the tacky or the paw hits the tar. a lame joke. Yeah.
Hopefully it's not hot tar.
Yeah, it's not hot tar. You can see the animal lovers, but gave it away.
Absolutely. So I mean, when it gets to claims time, you need a quick turnaround time. You need a good relationship in terms of the vets and that process to be able to verify a claim, pay a claim, make sure that the client knows that the claim is going to be paid. How does that process there work?
Okay, we have dedicated staff, really well trained in terms of handling pre-authorizations. in the scheduled procedures. So even in the event when it's an emergency, our clients tend to call us to understand what will be covered. Our team is very responsive. We respond within minutes to that request. We work closely with treating vets in order to get a treatment plan. And we understand, and the vets work well with us. They know that when we're requesting that treatment plan, it's not to deny treatment. It is to make sure the customer knows upfront what the insurance policy will cover, what they need to set out themselves in terms of co-payments and excesses. And in big cost events, we pay that procedure cost upfront to the vet before the surgery is even done, so that the customer doesn't have to fork out 25,000 rand or 30,000 rand in order to get their pets into the theatre.
And in addition to that, one other point I'd add is also our response in terms of emergency treatments, because your day-to-day run-of-the-mill claims, that's much like you would see in a medical aid. If you've got flu and you're going to the doctor, you don't need to notify your medical aid provider. And we have a 72-hour turnaround time. Quite often we try exceed that and beat it, but it's just to manage those expectations. And then I think an important one is during emergencies, right? That Sunday afternoon where you're watching TV, there's no pre-authorization required. You know, the team really comes around the policyholder and gives them that ear of support that they need and that piece of guidance. With the level of amount of claims that we see within the space, the team is quite experienced and they've seen quite a lot. And it's about coming alongside their customer and supporting them and being that ear of support and just guiding them through that tough and difficult process. Mm.
Yeah. Now, as a UMA, you guys work exclusively through brokers. And maybe you can just tell us a little bit about where do the brokers fit into this whole process? Because you also use technology a lot throughout this process, etc. But where does the broker actually fit in? Where does his responsibility start and end and so on?
Well, the broker is the person at the end of the day that is the one that is going to be providing advice to the client on the product. Essentially closing that sales loop. And then that information is then obviously driven to our team that do all the administration and make sure that everything's done upfront for the client. So from a broker's perspective, there's a lot of training and a lot of education that needs to go in line with that. So that's pretty much where I fall in, going to visit the brokers, making sure that they are up to speed with what it is that we're doing. And educating them on that as well. But with that being said, I mean, we've spent a lot of time investing in our digital channels as well. If you can go look at the Pawpaw website, you go and have a look at that and you see the different look and feel that we put on there from about June. We celebrated our 10-year anniversary for the product. And we've really been driving that home for a lot of the brokers as well, because the broker channel you split very diversely, because you've got some guys that are very traditional in the way that they deal with things, where it's still pen and paper, where they want to fill out an application form. And then you've got other brokers that like to do things digitally, and they have their own WhatsApp channels for their clients and their own little system set up for their clients. So we've interlinked with that as well, and we've digitized that, so you're able to do an online quotation, an online claim, online pre-authorization, which makes it move a lot quicker for the client, makes it easier for the broker, and it also makes it easier for us to get that service and that support to that policyholder as quickly as possible.
Yeah, and I think the only other thing I would add on to that as well is the broker plays a critical role, you know, in representing the end customer. It's that representative on the insurance space. You know, we know that all this insurance terminology, which does not your average terminology to your man or lady on the street these days, and also to protect the customers in the event that there are any ever complaints or any issues, or if a customer needs a policy detail unpacked in layman's terms. So we work very closely with our brokers. We provide full broker support, ongoing training. We even have abilities to provide digital marketing material, print material, and it's about having that collaborative approach working together, because our success is their success, right? And it's about getting them an additional value-add product which benefits their customer base and supports what they're doing in their space as well.
Yeah, I mean, I saw that you process over 5,000 claims per month. Obviously, you had to take a lot of friction out of that claims process to be able to do that.
Yeah, Shana, I think good opportunity to speak about PAD and how we believe in a paperless system. So our MD's favorite joke is he likes to walk onto the floor and say, look, no paper, no phone calls, no fuss. And there's over 5,000 to 6,000 claims processed a month quite easily. And Shana was quite instrumental in developing a platform called PAD, which I think you can unpack.
Yeah, so what we've built was an online claims form submission. So we don't have a paper claims form. The customer uploads their invoices. Our team gets it into a workflow environment, and we work from there. At 4 o'clock every single day, every claim we receive for the day is finalized and loaded into a bank file, uploaded and paid. And the team, it comes down to processes and the team working well together. They know exactly what they need to do when. It's like a little elves working throughout the day. And at the end of the day, there's this magical thing where I just see the files uploaded to the bank and there's no more pending claims. So it's been a long journey in terms of training staff to come and work in Puma to learn to do a claim. It's a 6-month learning curve for a new staff member to get them to the standard where we need them to be. So it's quite technical, and it's crucial to get the right staff involved, because besides being able to do the maths, understand the invoices, I need them to love pets as well.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe you can share one or two standout experiences or stories from your claims and so on.
I think our where to start. I mean,
how much time you got?
our largest claim to date on one of our products was 110,000 rand on a bilateral hip replacement. So I think figures always have a role to play, and it gives that wow factor. However, you know, your real case studies come in. You know, for me, our classic example of a claim we used to utilize was one of the first policies I sold when I was still broker liaison and trading, you know, sales. One of my brokers onboarded a pet. It happened to be a Great Dane walking on Table Mountain one evening, and a Cape Cobra decided to have a bite. And I'll never forget, he said to me, I'll do you a favor and I'll sign up for one of these policies. Lo and behold, did he know, 48,000 rand later, the pawpaw was there to save the day for a large vet bill. And luckily, the pet made it. You know, and then on top of that, you get your humorous claims. We've seen it all, from cell phones being swallowed to whole pairs of jeans being removed. And the vet saying, wear these again.
A classic one we had was a young couple had a baby, and they kept on having to buy the dummies for the baby, and the dummies kept on going missing. And then their bulldog was taken into the vet, and when the vet did the scan, they discovered there was 40 dummies that the bulldog had swallowed. So, yeah, it can be quite interesting, but sometimes it's very serious and it's life-threatening situations, and our team handles that really well. So we take the time to comfort our customers, be there for them, check in on the pets. It's just amazing.
And maybe just in closing, if you can sort of give the brokers a line or two that you sort of would love them to communicate with their clients.
Are you sure you've insured the whole family?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. And I think brokers need to understand, they need to let the customer know, while you have a young puppy, it's this bundle of joy and love you get. And no new puppy owner thinks anything major is going to happen. Insure them early. Insure them as young as they can. Yeah. As you can, so that the insurance will be there to cover those events later in life.
Absolutely. Cameron, Mitchell, Chanel, thank you so much. It was great chatting to you. I look forward. Next, we're going to discuss a little bit more about the market and what is out there and what are the sort of key drivers in the market and so on, which I really look forward to, because it's a fascinating environment.
Thank you very much, Tony. Thanks, appreciate your time.
Thanks, Tony.